Hello, I'm Rachel Forrest, and this is Wine Me, Dine Me. I'm coming to you this week from the Central American country of Belize. My husband Jimmy Shiv and I drove all the way through Mexico to get to this little jungle oasis away from home. I'm still keeping tabs on the seacoast, though, and this week I talked to two very hardworking young men. Never stop the search. That's just one of the mottos of two servers at Row 34 Restaurant in Portsmouth, New Hampshire. And those two men are now oyster farmers. Connor Walsh and Russ Hilliard, both under 30 years old, harvested their first oysters from Hampton Bay this month, launching Swell Oyster Company. With the help of Skiff Bennett from Island Creek Oysters, the duo now proudly farm the first Atlantic oyster to have been commercially grown in Hampton Harbor, and as a result, have developed an oyster with a flavor profile that has never been tasted before. Read more about what they have to say about their new business in this week's Wine Me, Dine Me, and go to Row 34 in Portsmouth, New Hampshire to try their Swell oysters. I also urge you to check out The Farmer's Dinner at www.thefarmersdinner.com. They've been doing pop-ups and big farm dinners out in fields for a couple of years now. They have one coming up on December 16th at Earth's Harvest in Dover. It's a collaborative Asian-inspired dinner with Chef Keith Sarazin and Chef George Bazanson. Then they'll have another at the Foundry in Manchester at the end of January. Chef Keith Sarazin teams up with Chef Chris Vian for an evening of Haitian cuisine inspired by Chef Vian's heritage there. The duo also just announced they're opening a restaurant, Greenleaf Milford, in Milford, New Hampshire, in spring of 2019. So if you've ever been to one of their pop-ups, you know that restaurant is going to be great. And on December 6th, Chef David Vargas of Vita Cantina in Portsmouth will be throwing down for the next No Fish Dinner. He'll be putting his spin on responsibly harvested Gulf of Maine seafood caught the day before by Captain Tim Ryder and a New England fishmongers. Here's your chance to talk to Tim about how and why he fishes the way he does and why preserving the resource and his way of life matters to us all. You'll also get to ask Chef David about local sourcing. Get some great food, great conversation, all for a great cause. Go to vitacantina.com for more info. And that's it for me this week. Join me again next week for another Wine Me, Dine Me.